Hydraulic fracturing is what I would say in the contemporary sense of the word, is a new drilling technique. They've done fracking in the past, but never at this amount of pressure and never at this with the sophisticated or chemical complexity that they're using. What happens is they drill a well down to whatever formation they're targeting, and they can target shale formations, tight sands, coal beds, all sorts of these rock formations. So it's different than the old gas drilling, which you would drill for little pockets of gas, domes, anticlines they're called, where there's free-flowing gas, where you basically just tap them, and the gas is lighter than air, and it comes to the surface. Or gas drilling in the past is also a byproduct of oil production. So in this, you have gas that's trapped inside of rock formations that you have to fracture to get at that gas, to get it out. So what they do is they drill down to various different depths, anywhere between 8 and 11,000 feet. Sometimes it's a little bit, sometimes it's shallower. And they inject millions of gallons of fluid, between 2 and 7 million gallons per fracture, down into that formation at such high pressure that it actually fractures the rock. It rumbles everything down there, and if you're standing near one of these jobs, you can feel the earth shake. It's quite intense. And the pressure is 9,000 pounds per square inch. It's 1,000 gallons a minute, rushing through there, forcing that rock formation open. And then, of course, the chemicals, additives, are for changing the consistency of the fluid. So they'll change the viscosity from a gel kind of fluid when you use another additive, and then make it very, very slippery, like using hydraulic fluids for, like, jet engines. So those are lubricants. And then there are also various biocides to kill anything down there that might get to the surface that we've never seen before, because there are, you know, bacteria that live 8,000 feet under the ground that haven't ever been to the surface. So there are all sorts of different disinfectants, detergents, surfactants, lubricants, corrosion inhibitors that are forced down into that pipe, and that brings, when the gas starts coming up, it comes up wet with this mixture of produced water, which they then have to dispose of somehow. But most of the fluid, about between 50 and 75% of that fluid, stays down in the ground, locked inside the formation with all those toxins. It's just